I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for some of his thoughts on the recent changes to the mask use mandates that were unveiled last week by the CDC and the state of Michigan. Here's Ed McBroom.
It seems in a lot of ways that by doing what the CDC did and then the change of orders, you know, at the president's level and even down at our state level, is almost a basically the leadership saying the pandemic is over, because, you know, they're basically saying, hey, you know, if you've been vaccinated, except in these very few places, hospitals and buses and planes, go mask free. And, you know, which is what a lot of us have been saying all along. It's like, okay, if I've been vaccinated and vaccination works, which, you know, I believe it does, and I have been, then what is the point of continuing to pretend it doesn't by wearing a mask? And of course, by the way these orders were issued by the CDC and the governor and others, there's no sort of verification going on to make sure that those without masks are vaccinated. So it seems that those giving the medical guidance are basically saying, you know what, it's over. They're not saying that there isn't people still going to get sick or anything, but as far as the need for the rest of the public to do much to mitigate that, it's basically a capitulation that they're not going to do that anymore.
So where does that leave things? I mean, I know we're all tired of it. We're all ready for this to be behind us. But, you know, now we move forward. I mean, it looks like the next couple of weeks in particular will probably be a little bit of a juggling act for businesses and for people in the community as to what to do.
Yeah, I'm frustrated by it, too. I mean, you've got folks who are vaccinated, have been for weeks and weeks, saying, well, I'm going to keep wearing a mask because I can't trust that everybody who's not wearing a mask isn't sick. But it's like, well, if you've been vaccinated, though, then, and you want everybody to be vaccinated, why would you be afraid to go without your mask? Meanwhile, businesses are worried about being harassed and shouted at. And, of course, some business owners themselves would prefer that people keep wearing masks. So it's going to be a bit of a hodgepodge out there. You know, I've certainly encouraged people to be respectful of the rules of whatever establishment they go into. I'm going to keep a mask in my pocket, and if some business owner says, please wear a mask here, that's what I'll do, but or not go in if I don't need to go in that badly. But I've been vaccinated. I believe that it's a good thing and that it works, and I'm going to move on.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.